Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good and God is on the throne. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Power Hour Prayer. Send your prayer request to P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 250, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, send me your prayer requests. Send me your praise reports and request your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. God is truly a good God. He's an awesome God, and he can do anything but fail. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer. Now we're going to have our praise and worship. Then we'll go into our scripture reading, so get your word of God. And then we'll go into our teaching for today and prayer. Praise God. Come down on me. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome the Holy Spirit into this prayer session this morning. Welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives, into our homes. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come down on me.
When you have trouble, don't cry. Remember that God is standing by.
Thank you, Lord.
When you have heartache, don't cry. No, 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 no.
One more thing.
When you have heartaches, you are wonder why. Yeah.
All we need is time. And we thank God because Jesus is coming back. Yes, he is. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Jesus is coming.
Jesus is waiting. If you're broken down,
come on in, I might have a harvest. You can smile for me. Yep.
Jesus is waiting. Yes, Jesus is waiting for you to thank him. Give him the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day for the great things he has done and the great things for what he will continue to do in your life. Jesus is waiting for you. My dear sisters and brothers, yes, he's a gentleman. He will not force himself on you. You have to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Instead of wasting time complaining, murmuring and complaining, praise God. Glorify God. Give him the praise. Magnify God. Lift his name up as you praise him. Praises go up, blessings come down. Give God the praise this morning. Yes, don't wait until Sunday morning when you get in church or Wednesday night at Bible study or Friday night. You praise him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 24 hours around the clock. If you say, I don't have anything to do, yes, you do. You could do like Prophetess Anna. Pray and praise God. You are a minister called out by God. We're all ministers of the gospel. Yes, we do have something to do. Praise God right where we are. Intercede and pray for someone. Glory be to God. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Let him know how much you appreciate him. Someone never said, thank you, God. Someone never said, God, I appreciate you. Someone never said, God, I thank you for what you have done in my life. Someone never said, thank you, God, for delivering me from drug addiction, alcoholism, homosexuality. Thank God for delivering me from lying, for delivering me from the hands of the evil one. Thank God I'm still alive in the land of the living. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. We thank you, God, for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank God for those that are practicing what they preach and what they teach and what they read in the Word of God. Faith without works is dead, my sisters and my brothers. Faith without works is dead. If you're just sitting in your rocking chair, rocking all day long, saying, I have faith in God, faith without works is dead. Believe me. You don't have to have a whole lot of money to bless someone. You can call someone up and pray for them. Thank you, God. Call someone up and let them know that Jesus loves you. Call someone up and say, can I do something for you today? Give you a glass of water. Go to the nursing home, help brush their teeth. Help wash someone's feet. Help trim someone's toenails. There's something that we all can do for someone. Yes, it is. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Be a blessing to someone today. And get your mind and your focus off of your problems, your situations. We all have trials and tribulations. And we thank God for our trials and tribulations. Thank you, God. Begin to make a list. Two lists. One list, how God has blessed you throughout the years. The second list, how you have blessed someone else throughout the years. Thank you, God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And God blesses you to be a blessing to someone else. It's not always about money. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Make that list before you go to sleep tonight. How God has blessed you. And then make a list of how you bless other individuals. And God bless you so you can be a blessing to someone else. Thank you, God, for the blessings that are listening on the line today. Thank you for those that are in a nursing home, hospitals, assisted living facilities. Thank you, God, for those that are listening behind prison bars. Their lives will be changed. Thank you, Jesus, for releasing those innocent victims. And we pray for those that are guilty, that you will trouble their minds and their spirit, that they will cry out and surrender to the Almighty Living God. The Holy Spirit said it's time for you to stop running. Yield to the Almighty Living God. And men and women of God that have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, you need to do the work. Thank you, God. Someone's listening as a gardener today. Go and help someone get their garden ready for the spring. Thank you, Jesus. Let them know I'm willing to help you get your garden ready. Thank you, Jesus. Someone loves cleaning. Go and help that individual clean their house. Let them know you love cleaning. Someone loves reading. Call that individual up and say, I'm willing to read the Bible with you. Let's do Bible study over the phone, if not in your home. Call someone up and say, I'm going to take you to lunch today in the daylight. Glory be to God. Don't wait until it gets dark outside in the daylight. Take someone out to breakfast. Thanks be to God. Bless someone with a listening ear. Let them know, I'm calling to see how you're doing. You have been on my mind. You have been in my spirit. Bless a senior citizen today that may be all alone. Maybe don't have the family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God is in the blessing business. And if you're a blessing, he wants you to bless someone else back. Thank you, God. The Word of God says he'll give you the desires of your heart. And one of the desires of your heart should be to help someone else. As the song says, if I can help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the blessings that are listening this morning. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding for someone that is not praying. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding for someone that's in trouble today. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding and praying for someone that's staying in need of a healing of their body, mind, and soul. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying for those that are fighting in the war, Russia and Ukraine. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying for our young people as they walk the street, as they go to school, as they go in their jobs or in their careers. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying for someone that feel like giving up. Thank you, God, for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying for sons and daughters that have a desire to do great and mighty things. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying and interceding for those young men
that are walking the streets with illegal weapons in their hands. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding and asking God to stop them in their tracks. Take the illegal weapons out of their hands. Touch their minds, that they'll have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding on their behalf and stop the use of the illegal weapons in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our city, in our states, in our counties, in our stores, our shopping centers, our malls. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding as we travel in our vehicles down the road. Pray for someone that you'll protect them from seen and unseen danger. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors. Glory be to God. That are praying for our children as they go to school, college, universities. That are going off to their new careers. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors. Glory be to God. That are praying for deliverance for someone from drug addiction, legal and illegal drugs, substance abuse, alcohol. Thank you for intercessory prayer warriors that believe in the power of prayer, knowing what God can do, knowing that God will make a difference in the lives of others, and God will make a difference in their life. We thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying for those that are going through surgery this morning, that the Holy Spirit will fall fresh upon individuals, the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, those that dispense the medication. Thank you for the intercessory prayer warriors that are praying without ceasing, praying for those on their jobs. We thank you right now, Father God, for the intercessory prayer warriors as they pray 24 hours around the clock, believing in the power of prayer, knowing what prayer can do, trusting you. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, because you are a good God, and you are a good God, and you are a good God. We can't say it enough. You've been good to us, better than we've been to our own selves. We thank you right now for another day of life, another day of living, another day of being in our right minds, able to see a little bit, able to walk and talk, able to cry out to you for deliverance, for healing, able to have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. We thank you right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on us. Make us, mold us, fill us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We cast our burdens aside and cry out to you. Men and women of God, body of Christ, intercessory prayer warriors, ministers of the gospel, men and women of the gospel, preaching the word, teaching the word. Build them up, Father God. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Allow them to do what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Make their way easy and successful. Guide them and lead them and direct them. We pray for the homeless that have been walking the streets, that are in shelters, Father God. Touch their minds in the name of Jesus, that they'll have a mind stayed on thee. Lead them down the straight and narrow path. Give them a mind that they will want to stay inside a safe haven, a safe building, a safe apartment, a safe home, a safe room. Bless their minds that they will focus and do what thus saith the Lord. Not slumber on the streets under tents. Thank you, God. Touch their minds right now. They'll want to do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. make a way out of no way for food and medication and clothing for those that stand in need right now. Those that are in Turkey, Father God, be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. Bless them, Father God. They've lost so much. We pray, Father God, to let them know that God is still a God that can do anything but fail. As they search for their families and their loved ones, release, Father God, a spirit of goodness, love, agape love. We thank you for the helpers that are there in Turkey, assisting the individuals. We thank you right now for the search team as they go forth and search for the loved ones of every individual, every family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that are sending food, those that are providing shelter in other areas. Touch the people, Father, right now. We pray, Father God, for every individual under the sound of my voice. You know what they're going through. You know what they stand in need of. We thank you for their salvation. We thank you for saving our souls, touching our minds, our bodies. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you for touching, glory be to God, Jonathan, Victor, Christina. We thank you for touching Evangelist Janet Griffith. Thank you, Father God, for letting them have a mind stayed on thee, for working out every situation. We thank you for healing her body right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracle-working power in her life. We thank you for touching, glory be to God, hallelujah, Mercedes right now. Continue to bless her and strengthen her in every area of her life. Make her way easy and successful. Touch her children. Touch her children, Father God. Let them know that their mother loved them. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their dad, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their mind that they will do what thus says the Lord. And they'll do what's right in the eyesight of God. They need a miracle right now, Father God. Mercedes need a miracle in her life. And we're praying without ceasing. We thank you right now for LaShawn. Touch her right now. Guide her, lead her, and direct her. Let her do what thus says the Lord. Bring about peace in that situation. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. He will not destroy our families. He will not destroy our children. He will not destroy husband and wife in the name of Jesus. Send that spirit of destruction back to the pits of hell from which it came. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're praying for restoration in the lives of those that are listening right now. Make our lives beautiful again. Restore all that we've given up the past years, all that the locust has eaten. We're praying for restoration right now, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Glory be to God. We're praying for Mother Annie Green. Touch her mind, Father God. Mother Mary Robinson, touch her mind. Mother Nita, touch her mind. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, touch her mind. Pastor Rosie Cobia, touch her mind. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. I feel you warmly. Touch her mind, glory be to God. Gloria Henson, touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Patricia Hill, let her know that you're a healer and you can do anything but fail. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Shanita Kelly. Guide her, lead her, and direct her. Crown her head with godly wisdom and godly knowledge and godly understanding. May the divine spirit of the living God fall fresh upon her. Zariel, Rael, Diamond, God is good. God is able. Trust him. Walk by faith and not by sight. Continue to trust in the almighty living God. Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We're praying for healing and deliverance Maddie Hightower. God is good. Yes, he is. He will keep you and lead you and direct you. We thank you, Father God, for healing her body, touching her mind, her spirit, and her soul. We thank you, Father God, for Diane Green. Bless her right now in a very special way. Let her know that you're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. Glory be to God. Let her know that you're able in the name of Jesus. Thank you for TJ, Father God, being by his mother's side every step of the way. Bless him with loving friends and companions to be in his life. Touch our young people that they will be with the right individuals and that they'll never feel alone. Let them know they have a friend, and that friend is Jesus Christ. And he will be with them every step of the way. Protect them from the evil ones. Thank you, God. Protect our young people from the evil ones in the name of Jesus, that they will not cause them any hurt or harm. Keep them safe out of dangerous situations. Dear God, bless them with the gift of discernment so they'll know which direction to go in at all times. And bless our young people with the joy of the Lord is their strength. Let them know that this joy that they have, the world didn't give it to them, and the world can't take it away. Touch Jonathan, Father God. Lift them up. Lift them up, Father God. Let them go forth and make a difference. Let them be productive in and outside of his home. Give him a mind to go forth and make a difference in his life. Strengthen him. And guide him and lead him down the right path. Glory be to God. We know that you're able. We know that you're a God that can do anything but fail. And we thank you right now for touching Pastor Victor Mines, healing his body right now. We pray for his wife, First Lady Mines, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for our Brooklyn family that have gone through so many deaths, Father God. We pray for our Walker family, our Warmly family, our Green family. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the Kelly family, the Tiggle family. Thank you, God. Touch Elijah Kelly, wherever he may be, that he will do what thus says the Lord. Touch his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul. You're able, Father God. You're the same God that touched Paul. Hallelujah. Who was Saul? You could do anything but fail, Elijah Kelly, that he will do right by you. Trouble his mind and his spirit, that he'll do right by his children. Glory be to God. Let him listen to the voice of God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch his family in its entirety. Touch husbands and wives, Father God, that they'll do what thus says the Lord. Draw our families closer together in Jesus Christ. Let that husband love his own wife. Let that wife love her own husband. In the name of Jesus, we come against adultery and fornication. Those spirits are not of God. Thank you, God. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came, never to return in our lives again. We thank you right now for strengthening us, guiding us, and leading us, blessing us with divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. Touching Zariel as she go forth, Father God, to study. Father God, we pray right now that she'll continue to do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Let her continue to focus. Don't let her lose focus, Father God, because she's about to do some great and mighty things. And we thank you right now for blessing Diamond, blessing her, leading her, and guiding her as she loved the animals in a very special way. Let her, Father God, be in the midst of people that will bless her, that will treat her with dignity and love and compassion. Thank you, God, right now for Rael as he go forth and make a difference in the lives of others. Be with him and give him divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. all the firefighters that are fighting these fires on a daily basis. Father God, protect them. Bless them, Father God. Let them keep their focus and open their minds that they will see and hear everything that's going on around them in the midst of those dangerous situations, in the midst of them ministering to the people. Let them see this as a ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for our police department, our sheriffs, our prison guards, our security guards, as they go about to enforce the law. Bless them, be with them, and guide them and lead them in a very special way. We thank you, Father God, for letting them know that God is still in charge and God is able. We thank you for the individuals that are willing to obey the laws of the land and do what thou sayest the Lord. We thank you for the obedience. We thank you right now, Father God, because obedience is better than sacrifice. And we know that you're able. We know that you're able. Thank you for our postal workers, Sister Greta. We thank God for you and the postal workers that are working inside and outside as they walk the streets on a daily basis, delivering mail in the winter, in the snow, in the rain. We thank you for them right now. Bless, Father God, individuals that are on their way to work. Our missions, those that are working in our missions. Minister Sharon, we are praying for you. My brother's keeper, we are praying for you. We are praying for Minister Duffy and her family in its entirety. We are praying, glory be to God, for Minister Sharon. Thank you, God. International Prayer Faith Ministries, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Women United for Christ in Prayer, we are praying for you. Archbishop Alabasi, we're praying for you and my King's ministry. We thank you right now for our homes, our food, our shelter, our clothing, our jobs, waking us up in our right mind. We thank you, Father God, right now for miracles, signs, and wonders that are taking place in our lives. In the midst of everything that's going on, we lift up our President of the United States of America, his wife, Dr. Jill, our Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her spouse and her family in its entirety. We pray for the members of Congress, those in the White House, our House of Representatives, our congressmen, our senators, our kings and our queens, our ambassadors. We are praying for our evangelists, our missionaries that are traveling near and far. Bless them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We pray for our mayors and our governors in the name of Jesus, that they will do what is pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God, in their work, our representatives, Father God, in every situation. Let them cry out to you and surrender to you and say, God, is this pleasing and acceptable to you? Let them have a mind stayed on you. Let them not lose their focus and save their souls. Those that are unsaved, touch their mind, their body, their spirit, and their souls, and let them cry out to the almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We receive miracles today. We receive blessings today. We thank you right now for blessing the 144.5 million that are listening this morning. And the increase. We thank you for the increase. We thank you for the increase. We thank you for the increase of that agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the favor, Sister Cheryl. We thank you for the favor, Sister Cheryl Purnell, Prophetess Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Purvey. We thank you for favor
90.
Upon your land, upon your house, upon your life. We thank you for the favor of God, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Coase, Sister Gwen. We thank you for the favor, glory be to God, Sister Esther. Continue to pray without ceasing. We thank you for the favor of God that's raining down upon our lands right now, upon our lives. We thank you, Father God. We're walking in your favor. You said that we shall do greater things. The men and women of God, we shall do greater things. The word of God said, we shall do greater things. Go forth and make a difference in the lives of others. And God will continue to bless you. No good thing will he withhold from you, men and women of God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God is with you. And yes, Jesus is waiting on you. Make a difference. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. Glory be to God. Pray without ceasing. Faith without works is dead. Bless someone today. Be a blessing to someone. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, God is good.
10 seconds.
Call out the Christ in you. Yes, you are Christ-like. Your body was created in the image of God. And do what thus says the Lord. Tune in again on tomorrow, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., Monday, Tuesday through Saturday. We're doing meditation and prayer on Mondays. Thanks be to God. God is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Thank you, God. Be a blessing to someone on this day. And watch God bless you. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Presiding Bishop of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. God bless you real good.